Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
It is Monday, April 19th, 2021. My beautiful first daughter turns 24 today. I can't believe that. Oh, come on, man. What is going on? I'm so old. Jesus. The Eric Zane Show podcast comes to you from the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio, and it begins now.
Hey, everybody, this is Crank, also known as the White John Coffee. When I'm not busy servicing my four or cleaning up after my four tax deductions, I listen to the Eric Zane Show podcast, and so should you. Don't forget to support his sponsors, because, hey, let's face it, the guy's not that talented, and he needs all the help he can get.
I appreciate that, Crank. Kurt, welcome. Welcome to anybody new, to the handful of new people. There might be two or three that I may have won over, and that's why you do. That's why you go on other podcasts. That's why you do that. You go on other podcasts, and then you introduce yourself to people. And if you're lucky, you'll be able to garner some of their time. That's how you build an audience. So thank you to anybody new who's visiting the show. I got comments saying that I look like Jeffrey Epstein from New People, which is hysterical. And then some smartass wrote on the Reddit, on the subreddit, if only the similarities ended there. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, where, of course, I do this show each and every day of the week, Monday through Friday, where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal shenanigans. And that's it. It's been like that for 2 years, 3 months, and so many days. I have no idea. But, yeah, you know, this thing happens at about the same time every day, 8 a.m. Eastern time. Okay. And if you can see it live on Facebook, facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page, if you would please follow or like the page, that would be awesome, because I was just looking at some statistics. Last month, in the last 30 days, I was super aggressive on some things. I did that attack on DMX which was way misguided and stupid. But then I think I threw some Patriots under the bus and said some mean comments about people. And so, you know, sometimes that kind of enters into my psyche. So then like a ton of people left in droves. Like I dropped like 200 just like that. And I can't afford that. I just can't afford that. So I got to win those people back over time. So Eric Zane Show fan page on Facebook. Thank you. As always, you can watch the show live on there. It's brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. But no, we're not done there. If you want to watch on, what do you call it? Jesus, I can't even think. Twitter, a Periscope video at Eric Zane Show on Twitter, brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Thank you. Please retweet it with a snarky, mean comment. Say something stupid about me. And off you go. And then on YouTube, the almighty YouTube, for the folks that are enjoying the show on there, Eric Zane Show on YouTube. Please subscribe to the channel. Bell notification. Thumbs up. And that is that. I'm on Instagram, Eric Zane Show on Instagram, Mario Flores, Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Thank you to Mario. I'm on there. And, yeah, okay, if you ever want to reach out to me, correspondence, you too could be the coveted email of the day. That award going each and every podcast. If we have one, we don't always. Not everybody does email. That's old school method. There was a time when I worked on the radio where I'd say, send us a fax. Holy shit. I wonder if anybody still does that. Send us a fax. Fax it in. You remember Jim Rome used to do that? Fax of the day. Holy shit. Eric Zane Show, I should say my email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. The Shoreliners striping inbox. Those are the guys who stripe parking lots and athletic fields and all that stuff. Thank you so much. Okay. Today would be much easier had I not bashed my head in probably, the most destructive way possible. Oh, my God. Right behind my left ear. And, okay, so I was backing out of a room, and there's a cabinet overhanging, and I kind of was in the wrong spot as I was trying to keep Daisy, the bulldog, from emerging from this room. She was being a real asshole. This dog, Daisy, the big one here, she's the English. The Bruce is the Frenchie. Now, Bruce can be, when he gets pissed off, he gets pretty aggressive too. But Daisy is the queen bee, man. She gets pissed, and usually she goes after him. It's on. And you don't want to be anywhere around there. You got to separate them. You got to grab them by the back legs, separate them. Don't ever put your hands where they're biting. I've done that and got badly injured. So she was so aggressive yesterday over something. I don't know what. But the thing about Daisy is she gets pissed off, and she'll go for, like, Bruce's throat, and then if you separate them, she doesn't like calm down right away. It takes like a good amount of time. You have to keep her separate until she really cools out. So she's in this damn room, and I go in the room, I forget she's in there, and she immediately tries to squirm out, and she's like bashing her head against me, and she's gonna knock me down. So I'm like, holy shit, and I'm scrambling, and I try to close the door, and I back up suddenly, and right where the there's a spot where the upright and the bottom of a cabinet meet to form a point, okay? I hit the point directly, and it just, like, buried into my head, and oh, my God. And I hit it so hard, too. Oh, my God. I didn't start bleeding or anything like that, but, man, I saw stars. I think I'm concussed. It hurt like hell still does to this day, to this minute, I should say. And oh my gosh. Oh, that was rough. That was a rough way to end the weekend. But otherwise, good. We had the whole gang over. Okay. It was, we're celebrating two birthdays, Jim and Jack. Jim, my oldest, who turned 26. What? Come on. Last week. And then Jack, she turned 24. Son of a bitch. Oh, my God. What's weird is in my stupid brain, I feel like I'm not aging, okay? And all I need to do is look to any of the comments, and I'm reminded regularly that I am. But, you know, I oftentimes feel like the world is catching up to me, like I'm not actually aging, which is just a weird, weird thing. So there they are, 26 and 24 years old. My grandkids are there. It was awesome. Basketball in the street. We did old school fun. My God, awesome. So great. Loved it. And I'm just glad you're here. Hope you had a decent weekend. As we hang out here today, it's another nice day, and it was a nice weekend, you know. But there's like snow coming, and that's just fucking sick because we had like some nice weather recently. A little bit like 2 weeks ago, we had 80 degrees, and we are going to get snow tomorrow. Now, it's not going to be like a ton of snow, but it's going to be enough that it's going to be a pain in the ass and slushy and stupid and real shitty. Oh, my God. All right. So that's kind of where we are right now. I had a hell of a time. I worked all weekend long, and this weekend I'm going to be working all week long, too. Okay, you got hockey on Tuesday night, hockey on Wednesday night, Ben and Eric Patreon podcast Thursday night, West Michigan Ironmen on Friday night, which I have tickets to give away for you in the Zaniac suite. It's not really a suite. It's just like an area. There's like pub tables. You can sit. Yeah, whatever. And then Saturday, it's back to work. I'm driving limo Saturday. And then Sunday, nothing. So, and then Monday, back to hockey. So it's just packed. I'm not complaining. It couldn't be better. That's how you get it done, man. I'm just not organized enough for this, for all of this, though. I don't know. I just feel like things are slipping away from me. Friday at the Griffins game, listen to this stupidity. So the Grand Rapids Griffins are playing the Iowa Wild. They're the AHL team for the Minnesota Wild. Okay, so they got this one guy on their team named Gerald Mayhew, which it sounds like a dork, right? Gerald Mayhew. And this guy last year was hands down the best player in the American Hockey League, which is the second best hockey league in the world. Some people say the KHL, but it's not. It's the American League. These are the nimblest and the quickest and the fastest players outside of the NHL. All very, very young. Each team has a couple of veterans who kind of like tries to almost player coach style of every team has those guys. Grand Rapids has Brian Lashoff, you know, and so you get this guy Mayhew, who had a pretty damn good career with the Ferris State Bulldogs, but he goes undrafted. I don't know what it was, the reason why, but he is tearing up the American Hockey League. And all last year, this guy, I mean, had they not canceled the year, I think he would have finished with at least 75 goals. No joke, man. I mean, he's just unbelievable. So this game, Iowa sucks in this game, all right? And Grand Rapids has a 1-0 lead in the first period. No scoring in the second period. Third period, Grand Rapids pours it on and scores two goals. It's 3-0. We're kicking the hell out of them. And then I have never seen this. I have quite literally been, I've done thousands of hockey games. Thousands. For about 20 years I've been doing this job. I have never, ever, and I've seen everything, I thought. I have seen games where players shot a puck and the puck went through the net. And they were like, did he score? Did he not score? And nobody knew. Play continued. They had to go back and look at old video. That was the damnedest thing. And that was crazy. But this might have been the craziest thing I have ever seen in all of my years watching hockey. We're up 3-0. And then just under 10 minutes to play, Iowa scores. So it's 3-1. And this guy, Jerry Mayhew, is all over the ice. He might have scored every goal. I have no idea. I forget now. It's all a blur. 14 seconds later, they score again. And 22 seconds after that, they score again. Three goals. First of all, two goals in 14 seconds. Three goals in 36 seconds. What the hell? So just like that, it's tied. Oh, my. Now, if you're Grand Rapids, at this point, there's no point even trying. You're going to lose. It's though it's tied, and fuck, when it was 3-2, Benny calls the boys over, the coach, Ben Simon, he calls the boys over. He goes, all right, timeout. What the fuck is going on here? Let's take a breather here. Let's think about, I don't know, anything but hockey for a minute, okay? Just get your wits about you. If I'm the coach and you've given up two goals in 14 seconds, you definitely call a timeout. And you say, okay, guys, I'm not going to say shit about this. You all suck tons of dick right now, but I'm done. So just take a breather and then get your asses out there and do what you know how to do. Now, in Grand Rapids defense, they had two forwards playing defense who had done great all game. And but I don't know if that was an excuse. Dominic Schein performed awesomely on defense, and so did Spezia. But I don't know. It's just something weird happened. It's just a hockey thing. There's no real reason to try to – there's no point in trying to figure out what happened. So then after that timeout, sure enough, they score again right away. Oh, my God. And then it's 3-3, about three more minutes pass, and then Iowa scores again. It's 5-4 now with 5 minutes to go in this game. I'm sorry. It's 4-3 with 5 minutes to go in this game. And it's like, oh, my God, what a – okay, it was 1-0 at the start of the third period, and just like that, it is now 4-3 Iowa. And then Grand Rapids goes and scores two straight goals and wins a damn game. I couldn't believe it. How did this happen? I forgot who scored. I don't even remember. It was just insane. They score two goals and win the damn game somehow. Oh, my God. The following night, Iowa came back and won the damn game. They were pissed off. Incredible. All right, if you want to go to the Ironman Indoor, the arena football game, it's coming up Saturday in Muskegon at Mercy Health Arena, which they've done a really nice job refurbishing that thing. In fact, the entire downtown area has been kind of like reborn with the addition of that convention center. If you're in the area and you want to go, I have tickets for you. I'm not even sure how many I have. I think I have five pair. I think four of them are accounted for right now. If you want to go, it's going to be on the order that they show up in the email. Okay, so basically, I'll give them away as the emails roll in. I'll look at the most recent one starting right now at 8:15, Monday, April 19th. Send me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. It must say football, Muskegon, West Michigan Ironmen. That's, of course, the hooded, that's the hoodie that I have on right now. Send it along, eric@ericzaneshow.com, and I will hook you up with tickets. I will be at that game doing PA announcing. And, okay, so there you go. All right. There was a boxing match over the weekend. It was YouTuber Jake Paul taking on Ben Askren. I think I'm getting that right. Yes. All right. I don't give a shit about any of this. I don't like this guy, Jake Paul. He just seems like a douchebag. He's got all the money in the world, and all he's done is make a celebrity out of himself through YouTube. Now, I don't fault anybody for doing that. That's really something. If somebody can basically use their skills to try to win people over and then put content out, that is not at all different than what anybody else does and tries to do, throwing stuff out. It's hell. I wish that I had the ability to gather that many people in that quickly. This guy has made a name for himself. I give him all the credit in the world for that. It doesn't matter what you do online. It doesn't matter what content you put out. If you establish a following, that's all that matters. Scoreboard. And this guy has all the money in the world. All right. I don't even know what the fuck that he actually does on a show. If it is even a show, I have no clue what Jake Paul does. Okay. But he's obviously doing something right. Now, he's been in a shit ton of trouble. And in the past week, there was a story about him that some young chick who's also a social media star or an influencer, she said that at a party, he got her into a room. They kissed a little bit, and then she said, "Oh, all right, it's gone on a little far enough. And he's like, no, let's take it to the next level. And then she didn't want to. And she has said that he forced her to have to give him oral sex. Now, holy shit, this needs to be investigated. They got to find out the truth here. But he is facing that allegation. And, you know, I it's very, very tricky for somebody who's taking a look at this story. And you want to go, oh, my God, this is terrible. I cannot believe he did that. But at the same time, you also have to be very, very careful to not accuse somebody of something and say that they did it when, you know, nothing has been vetted. It's and I say this for any, it should always be this way for any crime. But for some reason, I can't get behind that when it comes to these accusations. I'm more of the type to say, all right, she's accusing you of that. You better prove her wrong. Okay. So do I think that this guy did that? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Just seems like the type of asshole that would do something like that. So, all right, that was the past week. He has this boxing match against this guy, Ben Askren, who is an old man now. And he was an MMA star. I think he was a champion at some point. Now, his discipline is wrestling, I'm understanding, but I mean, he's probably a pretty tough guy. This guy, Jake Paul, this is only his third professional boxing match. And what he's done is he did the fast track Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours. 10,000 hours? Isn't that what the guy says in the book? You do anything for 10,000 hours, you become a master at it. This guy has all the money in the world. All Jake Paul has done is box. All the time. He's just training. Very young. And he's fought a lot of losers. He's only, well, like I said, only three fights. I think he fought a pro basketball player at some point and beat the shit out of him. And so he's fighting old men who aren't like boxers. And he thinks that he's like Muhammad Ali. And his quote after he beat Askren in like the first round, it was ridiculous, on a pay-per-view event, online streamed only. This is the type of card that they did, the Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. fight. You remember that? And then Jake Paul appeared in the undercard. This is the one that Snoop Dogg does the ring announcing or the announcing, and it's a spectacle. Okay. So he beats this guy, Askren, and then he's like, what else do I have to do to prove to the world that I'm legit? It's like, well, I don't know, dude. Don't fight a fucking loser who's only doing this for the payday. Askren made $500,000, which is, you know, a pretty damn good payday for this pay-per-view. And so, you know, I think what we need to see here is, since Jake Paul is such a douchebag, we need to see him actually fight a skilled boxer, not just some fucking schmuck, okay? And then let's see how far this goes. That's my take on that. But what was the big thing about this was Pete Davidson was kind of like your roving host. And I've always found this guy's delivery to be super funny. And I really talented. He's great at roasting. He's great at just sitting there doing his thing. And what I love about these events is nobody gives a shit about anything. There's no pressure whatsoever. Okay. And they had like a ton of musical artists. It was actually more of a sideshow than it was boxing, because you had like Bieber performing and all sorts of different artists, like big name people performing this fucking thing. You get Pete Davidson, you got Snoop. I mean, it's a fucking circus. That's awesome. That's all people want. So they pay their money. They watch a fucking thing. They see Jake Paul win the stupid fight. And but Davidson, as they're getting ready to start, listen to this. He skewers these two in a hilarious way. I loved this.
You could tell how professional this event is by them having me here. We are backstage at Jake Paul's dressing room, or locker room, if you want to call it that. And, you know, today's a really wild day for boxing, because it just shows, you know, how low it's truly sunk. I think today proves the fact
that if you have enough followers, you can truly fucking do whatever you want. I mean, maybe PewDiePie will cure cancer and Charli D'Amelio will become a surgeon. Who knows? Tonight, we have a bout between Ben Askren, who I don't know who that is still, and I've been reading up on him all week, and Jake Paul. And, you know, they both suck, but, you know, at least somebody's going to get hurt. Now, back to you guys in the booth. Real announcers over there.
Okay. They both suck, but at least somebody's going to get hurt. Holy shit. That was the best part of the whole thing. They both suck, but at least somebody's going to get hurt. Okay, right after that, Askren, who again, after we get done with this segment, no one is going to remember the name Ben Askren. Askren tweeted at Davidson, "I'm going to kick your ass. What the fuck are you doing?" or something like that. And so he did that, and then Pete Davidson went into his locker room and spoke with Askren, and it actually turned out to be pretty funny as well. It's a little long, but what the hell.
Okay. How are you doing?
Good. What's your beef, Pete?
I was about to ask you the same thing. I don't have a beef with you.
No, you called me a tool in the other room.
No,
are you this hateful in real life, or you just play us on TV?
No, you tweeted.
You said you
started the beef. You said, great, I can't wait to be part of a show that has me commentating on it. So I immediately was like, what the fuck? Because nobody wants you to lose this.
You know, really? You want me to win?
Yeah, nobody wants to see Jake Paul win. I have to be nice. You have to understand, I'm hosting. I have to be nice in there. He has eight dudes standing around him.
Yeah.
All right, this is great, because what he's done is he's disarmed Askren, okay? He just said, I don't even know who the fuck this guy is. They both suck. And somehow, in 33 seconds, he's won Ben Askren over, even though 1 minute earlier he said he sucked and never heard of him.
With nothing to lose. Yeah. And it's just you in here, so I feel actually a lot more safe.
And I'm even in my underwear, too. So I just make you feel right at home.
Oh, that's great.
I don't think I did acting school. I just pretend you're in your underwear.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, believe me, nobody wants anything other than for you to, you know, knock this guy on his ass.
Well, I'm going to appreciate that. I'm going to try to do that.
Yeah, that would make me really happy. Yeah. How you feeling, man? How do you feel being a part of this psycho event?
that is an understatement.
That's an overreaction.
Bird, I love you, but I got all my kids that will come to wrestling academies. They're watching these. Oh, man, I feel so bad for the parents that are trying to explain to their kids what's going on TV right now.
Right. Yeah.
So I feel like kind of an irresponsible mentor to a bunch of children.
You're a parent, so you.
I am. My kids are not watching.
You kind of have to kick his ass on behalf of your kids.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you think this is something that I wrote? I came very prepared.
Okay.
Do you think Jake Paul is Askren for it? Sorry. Sorry, I wrote that.
I've never heard that.
I was really psyched to ask you that, and I just said it out loud, and I'm very embarrassed. No, man, I have zero beef with you at all. We're on your side. Totally.
Nice. Yeah, I appreciate it. Why don't you like Jake? Just because he's a douche?
Well, I mean, do you have an hour? I mean,
let's shoot.
I mean, he's not a good person. He's clearly, you know, is not a good influence on any of the youth culture.
That's true.
He kind of has...
That's weird hearing Pete Davidson say something like that.
This whole, like, following, so he thinks he can kind of do whatever he wants. Mm. And, like, didn't he, like, get busted by the feds with, like, AKs and, like, a bunch of machine guns? Like, why isn't he in jail?
He's violated the law many times.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. The whole thing is stupid. So, but then, frickin' Paul knocked the idiot out in the first round. I give them credit, because if there ever is a real fight, I would be interested in watching it. But that's just me. I mean, if he was actually fighting somebody that mattered, and I don't think he does. Maybe he will. He wants to fight frickin' Floyd Mayweather Jr. All right. There you go, the live stream and the open of the Eric Zane Show podcast, brought to you this time around by Horizen Hydroponics, Horizen, hydroponics.com. Whatever you're growing, outdoors, indoors, for your garden, it could be flowers, could be vegetables, could be whatever, could be cannabis. Whatever it is you're growing, you can grow it with the expertise behind you and the best products that there is, can be sold to you. I'm struggling today. HorizonHydroponics.com. Thank you so much to them. You can buy it online, H-O-R-I-Z-E-N, hydroponics.com. Have it shipped anywhere in the USA. Orders $250 and more. The shipping is free. Coupon code ZANESHOW at checkout. Off you go. Thank you to my friends at HorizonHydroponics.com with 4 brick-and-mortar locations, Alpine in Grand Rapids, the Growers Outlet in Byron Center, and then, of course, Kalamazoo and Lansing. Before you even begin the process of looking for a house, get a mortgage. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Wherever you are in the USA, reach out to Mario, okay? Now, for some of you in particular states, I'm pretty sure Maine is a no-go, but I think he's only able to help you in a certain finite number of states. He can't help you in all of them. But call and ask. 231-332-6505. Mario Flores, Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. NMLS number 3035. Get into a new mortgage with Mario today. Okay. As I indicated to you, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast happens on Thursday of this week. Was so damn busy. We could not get this done over on the normal time on Friday. But we will do it Thursday of this week just because I've got a very, very busy schedule. It's my only free day. Hang in there, Amanda. Word on the street is that Amanda has COVID. I think that's what I saw there. So I sure hope that you're making your way through that. Let's see. I am having bad sinus issues and fatigue. Other than that, I'm okay. It's a light. Yep. She says it's a light version. So she's sick, but not as sick as some of the horror stories that we've heard. But she says it's still kind of kicking her ass. So I hope you get through that as quickly as possible. Just lay low. Lay low. Just lay there. I saw you on the live stream over the weekend, too. You were kind of laying. I mean, not a live stream, but there was a Zaniac Zoom. Damn it. Hang on. Zaniac Zoom with you guys all getting together, and you probably just, all right, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Okay. I heard from Carl over the weekend from Who Are These Podcasts on his show that he made public and published yesterday. By the way, he talked a lot about the Stuttering John potential lawsuit, which he touched on a little bit on this show. And, can I just say it might have been one of the funniest things I've ever heard, the fact that they're sitting there detailing this guy's threats of the lawsuit and him and his and the dudes he was doing the show with yesterday. What was the one guy's name? Croj? And I forget who else. They're just howling with laughter in the guy's face. If I'm John, I'm just like so pissed off about that. Oh, my God, was that fantastic. I mean, just really ripping him a new one. My God. But at the end of the show, he plays voicemails from audience members, and a lot of the comments have to do with the previous episode. And this one guy who he goes by the name CJ, and that stands for Crippled Jesus. I'm not sure what has made him crippled. He does a pretty good job at roasting your old pal, Eric Zane. Check this out.
Hey, Carl. It's CJ. That Eric Zane guy that you had on the podcast, he's an absolute retard. Michigan has been the most lockdown state in the whole entire country.
He's referring to an argument that Carl and I got in about COVID. And CJ... would not be on my side in that argument.
Michigan has been the most lockdown state in the whole entire country. I can't even go to my poker rooms, can't go to any of my titty bars, and we still have the highest cases. I can't imagine simping for that Jim Carrey-looking-ass bitch that is our governor. And, that whole argument was cringe. So, don't have him on again. He sucks. He's like the morning zoo radio guy that's not funny. And I'm sorry that Detroit's not going to work out for you, man. I was really hoping to take you to the...
He's hoping for a visit from Carl.
...for you, man. I was really hoping to take you to the stomping ground that is the landing strip. And we were going to smoke crack together in the alleyway. So I'm sorry we can't do that, Carl. But, yeah, Eric Zane sucks, and I love the show.
Okay, that's like my new favorite person in America today is Crippled Jesus, and he needs to be on this show right now. I love him. Very, very funny. And I can hear the cerebral palsy. I can actually hear it. Because I know some people who have cerebral palsy. So I don't know for sure, but I'm going to diagnose him based on the speaking pattern. I would guess that is what the affliction is that has caused him to adopt the name of Crippled Jesus. Very, very funny. Well done, young man. All right. So there you go. I need to get into the Bobcat awesomeness again. For some of you, this will be the first that you've heard of it. It needs to be discussed again. Principled Uncertainty, who's one of the handful of people that I've been able to win over from the WATP crowd, says that CJ has an R word pass. I guess that kind of makes sense. Referring to he has the ability to even say that because, well, whatever. I'm not about to go down the road of why CJ has a pass to say that, but I just fucking love that. That was excellent. Well done. Welcome back, Principal. Okay, we need to break into the Bobcat thing. And with the Bobcat thing, oh, shit. I don't have the ability to share the screen right now, I don't think, unless I can buy some time and pull this up. But this was near Wilmington, North Carolina. And let me just take you through it. The whole thing where the guy is in his driveway with his wife. He sees somebody jogging. He says, good morning. And then he's like, boy, I gotta wash my car. And then you see in the upper left the Bobcat running across the street. It turns out the Bobcat has rabies, okay? And it then attacks the wife who, strangely enough, she has a cat carrier. She's taking her cat to the vet. So you then hear the Bobcat in the security camera video going, it's making a howl, and she's like, wait a minute, is this my cat? How can this be? Well, then the bobcat attacks her, bites her. She screams for her husband, whose name, strangely enough, is Happy. He runs around the back of the vehicle, grabs the cat. He announces, it's a bobcat. He throws it like he's inbounding a soccer ball. Cat goes back after the lady. He carries a pistol on him. He pulls out his pistol, shoots the fucking cat. The cat is dead. The cat has rabies. The wife has to get the cat had attacked. And this guy is an absolute hero. So let's do that. Let's go ahead and roll this. You see him. He just waves to the jogger. He puts his coffee down. He's got, like, I don't know, some type of confectionery treat there. He hits the, you see the cat in the left here, upper left. Has crossed the street, and now it just attacks her. There it is. It's attacking the lady, and she's like, oh, Happy, holy shit. And he then gets it. Look at him. He's holding it like the fucking Lion King. Watch this. Inbound the ball. Whoa! The cat says, fuck that. This lady, she goes after it too. These people are crazy. He's got his pistol. He says, I'm going to shoot that fucker, and then he shoots the thing dead. Incredible. Absolutely insane. This is how it sounded, the entire thing.
Good morning. I need to wash my car.
The Listen to that. Run, Happy! Incredible. Incredible. Yeah, so as I get this done and as I listen to that, I am paying attention to the live stream comments, and I wonder what happened on Facebook. Did Facebook shut us down today? That is strange. I have no clue why. Because, yeah, I didn't play anything that I didn't play anything that would warrant a Facebook ticket. But, all right, so welcome back. If you want to head over, that's just crazy. I would announce to the Facebook crowd, but they can't hear it, so it doesn't fucking matter. That is weird. Oh. Don't know what I did. Doesn't matter. We'll get through it. So, holy shit, man. That Bobcat was just insane. God, I cannot believe that. All right, more stupidity to talk about. This one comes to us. It is a. It was last week we talked about the incident at the AAU basketball game. Do you remember? Now AAU is just. It's really crazy there. The fact that you can get these are the kids who are pretty damn good, but you also have the parents that are way too involved, and it usually involves a lot of assholish behavior to some degree. And, so that one was crazy because you had the ref who got pissed off, smacked the phone out of the guy's hand. Then the young girl attacked the ref, and then there was a fight and a body slam or a suplex. I mean, it was just fantastic. This one is even more sinister, though. It happened in Ohio. All right. Mario J. Lacey Sr., from Euclid, Ohio, he was sitting there just watching a game at the Cedar Point Sports Complex in Sandusky, Ohio. Okay? It is the Midwest Hoops Circuit, a travel circuit for players in grades 3 through 11, was being played on Saturday. This guy was apparently pissed off at the amount of playing time that his kid was receiving. All right. Don't know. Have no idea why. Maybe the kid did something. If you have a dad who's doing shit like this, there's probably a pretty good chance that the kid is a total asshole. Anywhere in the world, if there's an asshole kid, you can solve the riddle as to why they are an asshole by simply just going up and introducing yourself to the mom or dad. Hey, how you doing? I'm so-and-so. I'm Eric. Nice to meet you. What's your name? And you, within 1 second of that interaction, you will then be able to see why that kid is such an asshole. Okay? And so it all is perfectly clear here. Because Mr. Lacey was so upset at the amount of playing time that his asshole kid was getting, that after the game, he brought it up to the coach of the team. There's got to be a decent reason, right? And even if there isn't a decent reason, all you'd have to do is basically have that conversation like adults do, and you could probably get what you want. Okay, you know, with just some nice dialogue and say, hey, so what's going on? Is there something that I need to know about why my daughter or my son wasn't playing? And then you give them a chance to explain themselves and off you go. Piece of cake. No problem, right? Well, Mr. Lacey had a different approach because he just grabbed his pistol and shot the guy. He shot the fucking coach. Now Mario Lacey Jr., he's not going to go to any, or senior is not going to go to any basketball games because he's going to be in prison for quite some time. He's facing attempted murder charges. Witnesses told the local TV station that Lacey was pissed off about the playing time, led to a confrontation. shortly thereafter. After the shooting, Lacey drove away from the scene. Cops found him, arrested him, and took him to jail. He's now facing attempted murder charges, as I said. What one witness described, here you go, this guy pulls a gun, pulls a piece, shoots a guy. Everybody's freaking out because nowadays you can't, this last month, every time you turn around, somebody's opening fire on a crowd. That's what everybody is doing these days. What the fuck is going on in the world? We were getting trampled, falling down, everything, not knowing what's going on. I mean, this is terrible. People are like on pure panic, they said. So, my God. This right now is a perfect time to have a pandemic because I don't want to see anybody. I mean, it's so bad right now. Holy shit. That's ridiculous. Now this idiot is going to spend the rest of his life in jail over his stupid kids playing time. All right. Oh, I think I know what the problem is. I played the clip from the fucking pay-per-view event. That's right, the Pete Davidson thing. This one.
You can tell how professional this event is by them having me here. We are backstage at Jake Paul's dressing room, or locker room, if you want to call it that. And
I shouldn't play it again. I'll probably get in trouble with someone else, too. That's probably, I had forgotten all about that I played that clip. Well, all right, welcome in. Hey, we got to boost the YouTube numbers. Such is the life for somebody going on a live stream for Facebook. All right. It's being described as Facebook went code brown. Yeah, it happens. All right, not the end of the world. Good to see you all here on YouTube. All your beautiful faces on YouTube. That's hilarious. I got shut down. What an asshole. Okay. Coming up, some vaccine talk and some Chicago shooting talk. You're like, whoa, my God, you're hitting all the hot button issues, Zane. Yeah, absolutely. I am looking forward to my paintball event. If you are in the area, I want to see some new faces for paintball coming up for our May event happening Sunday, May 16th at TC Paintball. Starts at 5 p.m. That's going to be awesome. You must reach out to me with an RSVP, eric@ericzaneshow.com, so I can get a head count. I think we've got about 10 now. I'd love 30, okay? So we've got a little under a month till that event, eric@ericzaneshow.com for TC Paintball. It's $35 for 3 hours of fun with a free pizza party to start it. You'll hang out with me. Socially distanced event. Paintball is inherently socially distanced. You're wearing a mask. You're staying away from each other. There's plenty of space there, and you're trying to shoot each other with paintball, and you're trying to stay away from each other. So that's how we do it. I would love to see you there. $35. Normally, this is about $48 for this much fun. You get the gun, you get the paint, you get the or you get 500 paint shots, and you get the mask. If you have your own equipment, please bring it. That's cool too. It's still $35. And if you ever want to book your own party, tcpaintballgr.com. Thank you. Meanwhile, if you need to get your vehicle repaired or even something as simple as an oil change, you have a place. That is Irvine's Auto Repair Grand Rapids Hybrid, 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. Irvines.com, and that's E-R-V-I-N-E-S.com. Don't take my word for it. Go look at their Google reviews. They put it right at the top, okay? It's just they've got client after client, satisfied customer after satisfied customer. You've got so many different Google reviews. To have that high of an average, near 5 stars, is not easy to do. And that's a line of work where, you know, the customer can be finicky. And if even the smallest thing goes south, they might have a tendency to give you a less than stellar review, but they've managed to make their way through that. And just a fantastic place to get your vehicle fixed. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, servicing domestic, Asian, and European vehicles. Thank you to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Okay, a word about the Chicago shooting. This is the 13-year-old kid. What the hell is his name? I don't want to not say his name. Is it Adam Toledo? Yeah, that's it. I heard people say Toledo. Okay. I covered this a little bit last week, but I'm not quick to jump on conspiracy theories, but it's hard to ignore the idea of the media fanning the flames about what happened here. And there's a lot of little nuances that if a person can set aside the rage for a minute and look at this story with some degree of objectivity, it might help a person understand what is going on here. Okay? First of all, the moment that the gun is fired at the kid and the 0.8 seconds before that, very short amount of time. First of all, the way they're showing it on TV, they freeze frame when the kid's hands are up. Now, they're doing that because they don't want you to see a kid get shot on over-the-air TV, all right? So they don't show you that, but they play the sound and your mind figures it out. But when you show it on TV where he puts his hands up and then they pause it, you now have a lens that makes you think that something happened that didn't. Yes, he put his hands up, but the amount of time that it takes to shoot that weapon, the cop, because he thought he was about to get shot, you don't quite see it that way because it's freeze-framed. You can't. You have to watch it in its entirety. You have to actually see him get shot to get an idea for how quickly this all happens. Okay? Now, you guys know how I feel about the Chauvin thing. I think that guy's guilty as hell. By the way, they're making closing arguments today. If I'm the jury, because they're like, oh, boy, it's going to take a long time. I mean, seriously. If they do anything other than walk into the room that they're sequestered in and shut the door, do a quick vote, they all say guilty, and then they're like, okay, what do we do now? Well, let's wait 5 minutes before we come out and give the verdict because we don't want it to look that terrible. It would take 1 second. As soon as the door closed, let's vote. Who doesn't think he's guilty? No hands go up, turn around, offer the guilty verdict, in my opinion. So now you have the media fanning these flames of this story. They love this story. And this is what I mean by that, because all these different things that have happened with cops, it's great TV for Adam Toledo, okay? And they're using the story to incite. They really are. And again, I am not the guy to think conspiracy theory, but it is hard to look the other way with this, and I'll explain why. There was a moment that you don't see. It depends on how you watch it, but it happens so fast, it's very difficult to see. But the lens is even more polished towards making it look like this kid is an innocent victim, because when they edited it, they cropped it and brought the screen sides in to some degree. And there is a moment where the kid has a pistol. Okay. Imagine me standing here. I'm Adam Toledo or Toledo. And he's got the gun here. And you see it show. See my hand here? There's an image of him with the gun right here. And then the cop says, drop it. So his hand comes to where you can't see it. You see how you can't see it behind my body? But at this point, he drops the gun. Cop doesn't know that. Now his hand comes up like that with his other hand, and he's like, don't shoot. Cop shoots him. Kid's dead. You don't see the gun. It happens fast. And you're really not going to see the gun on CBS or whoever else because they've cropped it, and they've brought the frickin' frame in, like the sides of it. But there's an organization associated with the Chicago police that said, no, hold on a minute. Here it is. He's holding the gun, and it's a frame. You can see it. It's a still shot, but he's got the gun in his hand, and then the kid thinks better of it, drops it, and then in an instant, his hands go up, And the cop, who's already on edge, he's chasing the kid. He's had, shots have been fired. He doesn't know what the fuck is going on. He thinks he's fearing for his life. He shoots the kid dead. Okay. That is terrible. And then they're like, this is how the headline reads. Unarmed 13-year-old with hands up, shot dead by Chicago police. That's how it's framed. And, you know, you could also say, first of all, when that kid was being chased, that cop doesn't know the age of that kid. He's chasing a bad guy with a gun. So the age is irrelevant at that point. The headline could have also have said, a man with gun shot, okay, after police chase. So I got a real problem with all of that. That's terrible that that kid got shot. It's terrible when anybody gets shot. But at the end of the day, what's going on there? Why is a 13-year-old hanging out at 3 in the morning with some other asshole who has a gun, who fired that weapon, gives the gun to the kid and says, get rid of this, and the kid takes off running, the cops chasing him? Fucking A, man. And so then you have the way the media is portraying this. Everybody hates cops now. Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, she right away says, we failed Adam Toledo or Toledo. We failed him. What the fuck are you talking about? What an absolute abortion. So that whole thing is shitty. I cannot imagine anybody nowadays wanting to be a cop. I really can't. By the way, one of the comments, Jason says, I think you're going to be disappointed with the verdict in in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. Sorry, my brain's not with it today. That's a thing. They have to prove intent to murder, okay? Now, for me, I would think that he did do that. I would think that that actually was a murder that took place. I do think that, but I'm not on the jury, so it doesn't fucking matter what I think. Have they proven beyond a reasonable doubt that he murdered him? I don't know. But if that verdict, as I've said this before, comes back anything less than a murder conviction, anything less, then everything is fucked. There's going to be riots like you wouldn't believe. So that's fucking terrible to me. N says, that's why I said it will get a plea deal to manslaughter. We shall see. If you watch the whole video, Eric, you can see the gun on the ground against the fence as the cop is walking around collecting his thoughts. Oh, yeah. Well, I know it. I know that kid had the damn gun. It's easy to see. And I think that the media is starting to back off on the Chicago story to some degree because more clear thinking people are like, hey, wait a minute now. This is bullshit. You're really making this out to be something that it's not. And you're twisting the narrative it just bothers me to no end that this is happening. And you got all these people who are very, very vulnerable to wanting to throw the cops under the bus. The black community is like, fuck this shit, you know? And I mean, who could blame them? They're being led and fed a false narrative about what happened here. In my eyes, you've got a kid with a gun who the cop thought he was about to get shot. Hell yeah, you shoot. I wouldn't have shot one round. I would have emptied the damn gun. Holy shit. So that is all bullshit. Excuse me. Okay. Where are we? Have you had it with people trying to convince you to get the vaccine and offering an incentive? Okay? This is so stupid. Now, at this stage of the game, there's not too many people that are on the fence about the vaccine. They're either going to get it or they're not. Okay? You've got, it's pretty much divided into two groups. I don't think there's going to be too much more convincing. And I'm really getting a kick out of the various businesses that think that their product is so great that if they offer something up, That is going to be the thing. That's going to be the tipping point that's going to make a person go, huh, well, I really am concerned about my health on this vaccine. But wait a minute. They're offering me free Budweiser. Now I'm going to get it. I mean, what the fuck? Is there really someone on the fence about the vaccine and with some product they can that will be the thing that moves them to doing it? I mean, come on. It's been a while now. And I mean, you're either going to get it or you're not. Because, you know, for people who don't want it, they're concerned with how it could possibly hurt them. Okay, there's, you know, basically the shit you've heard a million times. This isn't an indictment of them. That's for another day. You know, I think that's I you know, I don't feel that way. I put that thing in my body. I am that guy. But there's a ton of people who are like, nah, I don't want that in my body. No, thanks. So it's hysterical that companies like Krispy Kreme and Sam Adams and Budweiser are like, all right, guys. How about we sweeten the pot? We're going to give you free donuts and free beer. Does that, by the way, speaking of free beer, that show is still sick. They didn't show up to work today. I think there is still the COVID issue going on there. And you know what's interesting about that? I'm completely tangenting out here. There was no word about it on their social media. They're just not there. Which I'm sure if it were me, I mean, I have always been much more upfront with the audience than them. They're a little bit more buttoned up. They don't share that much in their personal lives, never have. But I'm wondering what is going on. If you're, I certainly hope they're okay. And if they didn't say anything online to their audience, because the thought was perhaps they would be back today. There has been no mention. I have seen nothing on their social media, at least on Twitter, about what is going on. So the plot thickens. So Budweiser's giving away freebies to people who've been vaccinated against the coronavirus. How the hell do you redeem it? They give away the beer to vaccine recipients in an ad starring its signature Clydesdales and a puppy. We can't wait to see our buds, Budweiser said in a commercial. But when we do, let's do it safely. So basically, you've got companies that are capitalizing on all of this shit by centering ad campaigns around. I mean, who the fuck is going to do this? According to giveaway rules, fans just have to show that they've been vaccinated by uploading a picture of their I got vaccinated sticker, their bandage from the shot, or a selfie from their vaccination site on abeeronbud.com before May 16th. Budweiser will give away 10,000 $5 virtual debit cards to verified entrants. Entrants have to be over 21, and residents of Alabama, California, and Texas are not eligible, according to the rules. Sam Adams, same thing. Krispy Kreme, same thing. So they don't give a shit if you get the vaccine or not. They don't care about any of that. They just want, this is all just a big publicity grab. It's stupid. I say buy another type of beer, buy another type of donut. Whole thing is stupid. All right. Unless it's a beer-flavored donut, the two should never mix. All right. What the hell is going on here? I don't know. What do you say in principle? Maybe they heard you kill on WATP and full of regrets. I'm not sure the context on that, but it sounds unpleasant. Let's see. He has bone third B degree. What is this? I regret even looking at this shit. All right. More coming up, including Tesla. Who wants a Tesla? Well, if you have it, you should probably use it appropriately. There is no way that you should be allowing the Tesla to drive on its own. Hey, if you own a business and you would love to be featured on the Eric Zane Show podcast, reach out to me, Eric at ericzaneshow.com. And I can tell you how it works. I just, I'm getting ready to sign a new sponsor, okay, that I cannot wait to share with you. It's something that if you own a home, you definitely could use at some point. I'm looking forward to that. And if you ever want me to just basically walk you through it as to how it works concerning your business, reach out, Eric at ericzaneshow.com. I'd love to hear from you. Just like my pal Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling, they will not travel to Rochester, New York. All you do is call up Joe, 616-516-8579, and you can absolutely take advantage of that in West Michigan. For the rest of April, you can get a tune-up for the air conditioning just by calling Joe for $10 off. It's normally $79, $69 now, 616-516-8579. Call Joe as soon as you can, and you will be all set. 616-516-8579, only through the month of April. Okay? Okay. This Tesla incident, my God, the latest, I mean, it's, I'm really taken back by the amount of people that do the same damn thing over and over again. The idea is, the way the Teslas are set up now is you have, it isn't like you can just not drive the car. It helps you drive the car. It is not completely set up where you can just do nothing, which is kind of weird to me. Do they expect you to just sit there awake and just keep your eyes on the road? Because I think I would have more of an opportunity to fall asleep if I'm behind the wheel of a Tesla, all right, and just doing nothing. Because whether I'm asleep or reading a book, I'm still not paying attention to the road. So what's the point of having that option if you can't really do anything with it, you know? Because I know for me, if I had a car that acts like it can drive itself, I'm going to be tempted to do it. And then as soon as I can, for 5 seconds, have it successfully do that, I'm going to stop paying attention. This is why I don't want anything to do with a fucking Tesla that drives itself, okay? Latest incident. You had a guy in the back seat, and you had a guy in the front passenger seat. There was no one behind the wheel of this one. And this happened in Spring, Texas, and the fucking thing went right into a tree and burst into flames, and these two are dead. I mean, they're so dead. They are so dead that it was like a crematorium because, and I don't understand why this is, but the local news guy took a picture of the burnt-out vehicle. It doesn't even resemble a car. It says, two men killed after Tesla that may have been in autonomous driving or self-driving mode didn't adhere to a curve, slammed into a tree, then burst into flame in the woodlands, officials say. Now, here's a line that's confusing to me. Firefighters say they had to call Tesla to figure out how to put out the blaze. Are you telling me that fires involving Teslas are different than other fires and you can't just spray shit on it? Well, if water doesn't work and you put something else on it and that doesn't work, you then go put your hands up there and say, I don't know, let it go. Someone call the Tesla dealership about how to put the fire out. These things are a fucking menace. If they have special fire when they burst into flames, I'm thinking that these shouldn't be allowed to be on the road, you know? How that if there's an incident, the fire department can't even, it's some type of fucking hybrid fire that's burning these things to. There's a guy there going, oh my God, help me. This thing burnt for hours, they said. Holy shit. Because they didn't know how to put out the fire? Somebody's got to explain this to me. And so this is a 2019 Model S. I don't want to ever be in a car that's driving itself. I would be so skittish about that. You know, and I honestly don't think that these are that the self-driving car is ever going to be a thing. I really think that there's going to be enough of these incidents. There have now that over time, somebody's just going to give up. Okay, I really think that that is what needs to happen. The only thing I could see this type of technology being used for is if you're falling asleep or something like that. Truckers, I know that there's technology that if you try to change a lane and you don't use your blinker, that the truck won't allow you to do it. I know I have a family member who is a trucker, and if he just tries to change a lane, the truck will put you back in the lane. So I mean, there's applications where it works, but this is not one of them. If you're in a car that should not be driven the way they're driving it, and you run the risk of if it does crash, there's special fire flying out of it that the fire department can't put out. No, thank you. You know, I mean, I need to look at some of these members of the show that listen who won't get the vaccine. And it's like, we won't get the vaccine, but we definitely go and drive a car like that. So pain in the ass, Dirk, Nick, Dean, I need to know from you, would you be in one of these vehicles driverless? Because if you say that you would, well, then that doesn't make any sense. And then you still won't. Then you should be getting the vaccine. There, I combined the two. What do you think of that? Okay, so a little more on this. Hang on a second. Lost my place. That's not good. Never good. And there we are. Sorry about that. That was weird. Okay, they put 32,000 gallons of water on this thing, and it wouldn't go out. It's one of those birthday candles. You know, you put it on the cake, you blow it, and then it lights back up. That's what was happening. 32,000 gallons of water on this thing, and it would not stop burning. What? Police told the New York Times that minutes before the crash, the wives of the idiots involved heard them say they wanted to go for a drive and were talking about the vehicle's autopilot feature. These were not young guys, 59 and 69 years old. Tesla sells automated driving systems under the brand monikers Autopilot and Full Self-Driving. I heard one story that it might have been in another country that they can't even refer to the product as that. In Germany, Tesla has been banned from using phrases equivalent to autopilot and full self-driving capability in its advertising because they found that to be misleading to consumers and overstated the capability of the cars. So they're clearly smarter in Germany than we are here in the U.S., where you can buy a car titled as autopilot or full self-driving. Of course, stupid bastards are going to die in these vehicles. They think that the car can drive itself. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said in a February 11th episode of Joe Rogan, "I think autopilot's getting good enough that you won't need to drive most of the time unless you really want to." Lawsuit right there. Tesla autopilot and FSD are not capable of controlling the electric vehicles in all normal driving circumstances. Yeah, this guy's a fucking menace. If he, you know, worry about putting rockets into space or something, because you saying that and selling a product that says full autopilot or whatever the fuck, people die from that shit. In a letter to the California DMZ late last year, according to records obtained by CNBC and others, Tesla lawyers said that neither autopilot nor FSD capabilities is an autonomous system. And in their owner's manuals, Tesla cautions drivers, "The currently enabled features require active driver supervision and do not make the vehicle autonomous." Every time I hear one of these stories, I am so further away from ever wanting anything to do with these things. Nonetheless, morons share videos on social media that show people driving hands-free for prolonged periods of time. Jamie Foxx did this, where he pretended to be asleep. This is terrible. You see somebody doing like, hey, I can do that, man. And then the next thing you know, you're in flames with special fire that won't go out. By the way, there's no explanation about special fire. What the fuck is that? Hey, somebody call the Tesla dealership so we can turn off the crematorium. You know, think about that. You're the medical examiner. You're the guy who has to get this body that looks like a fucking nuclear bomb went off 1 inch from his face. He's nothing but a briquette now. My God. What a horrible thing. And then people are like, yeah, this is great. And the Tesla and the stock is like through the roof. Every story like this I hear, I'm like, how can anybody be so stupid? Tesla needs to come out and say, this is not a technology that should ever be driven completely on autopilot. But I honestly, though, if you're sitting there and if you're not just with arms crossed looking at the road, what's the point? There is no point. And frankly, if you're just sitting there looking at the road, I'm going to get hypnotized in like 1 minute and I'm going to fall asleep. I am not buying that. And they want to put this technology in trucks and shit? My God. All right. So that's what's up with that. That's where I stand on that damn thing. Screw that. Did you see the video in Cocoa Beach, Florida, where the World War II fighter, I don't know what the hell it was. This is the only time you want to go to an air show when something crazy happens, something like this. And this is great because the guy didn't die and he pulled the Sully Sullenberger. That was sweet. The, it looked like kind of like the old school Mustang, World War II, but it wasn't a Mustang. I think it was called an Avenger. And so you got basically nearly a 100-year-old warplane. One guy flying the damn thing, vintage at the air show, you know. I mean, frankly, those things are boring as shit at an air show when the guy driving the or flying the plane like that. I mean, I don't want to see any of that. If it's not crashing, I am not interested in your World War II fighter pilot plane flying by at like what, maybe 150 miles an hour? Who gives a shit about that? I want to see planes go screaming by so fast there's no sound, and then a second and a half later, your head's about to explode when you hear the motors shortly thereafter. The plane's already gone, and all of a sudden, boom! Oh, my God! You know, Buzz in the Tower, Goose and Maverick, all that shit. But this guy, he's flying the stupid putter vintage, and something, of course something's going to go wrong. It's a 100-year-old plane, virtually, right? Well, 80-ish. That's old. I don't know if he ran out of gas or what. And there's kids playing in the water. This guy's on surfboards. I mean, seriously, he drops it down in like 10 feet of water, and he put it down perfectly. Oh, it was a perfect belly landing. And he, you know, you can actually hear him right in the water. My God. And then people dive in after to help him out. And the guy gets out and it's all, I mean, they dove in the water like he's drowning. He wasn't. All he had to do was pop the hatch and fucking swim to shore. And they're helping him like he's hurt, but he's not. He's just embarrassed. He's like, oh, fuck, shit. Look at this. Now you got this stupid plane there in the water. Everybody's laughing at him because he's fine. He looks like a bitch. My God. Best part of the air show, no doubt. All right. That was fantastic. We have the asshole of the day coming up. Nominations on the raise your virtual hand on the live stream, and we'll take care of that. Okay, that comes up in just a bit. Kind of a short show today. A short shit show because I got muted on Facebook. What an asshole I am. I honestly can't. That's a thing. Some of these things are like, if you play something from HBO or something like what I just played, you're going to get muted. But I didn't even think about that. Because somebody posted it on Twitter. Anytime you have these pay-per-views, there's always some vigilant thing going on, shutting you down. So that's unfortunate. I feel bad about that. Okay, I don't feel bad about Gift of Life Michigan. They are awesome. Please go to my website, ericzaneshow.com. Click on the Gift of Life Michigan logo. And then all the information there, frequently asked questions, whatnot, about how you can help with donating your organs in the crazy, untimely event that something bad happens. You know, you can't take it with you. Donate your organs. You can save the lives of 8 people with what you have right now. Not to mention tissue donation, cornea donations. You can improve the life of up to 75 people. Gift of Life is in the spot where they're like, we don't want to be here telling people to donate their organs. If everybody did this, there would not be an organ shortage. Gift of Life Michigan, thank you so much for allowing me to talk about your initiatives. All the information, ericzaneshow.com. Click on Gift of Life Michigan, and off you go. You're going to need a set of cornhole boards. You can put anything on a set of cornhole boards. Anything with Cornhole America. So much fun. Great game. Anybody can play it. Even crippled Jesus, perhaps, I think. I'd have to take a look at his physical capability. If he can swing an arm, he can throw a bag, okay? Thank you, Cornhole America. CornholeAmerica.com to buy a set of professional-grade cornhole boards. Put whatever you want on a set of bags as well as the boards. Somebody getting married, you can put the initials of the newlyweds on there, part of your outdoor wedding setup where people are looking for fun stuff to do. Maybe have a cigarette, a beer, throw some bags. It's a fun time. Fundraisers. If somebody in your community needs a fundraiser, call on Cornhole America. They can help you set that up if you are in West Michigan. CornholeAmerica.com. Amanda says, Mark Zuckerberg for asshole of the day. Okay. Perhaps. You know, hey, I got to follow the rules, and it's probably not Mark Zuckerberg's fault. It's probably an algorithm embedded in the audio. That's how that works. Hey, bright side, silver lining. We got a lot of people on YouTube today. There you go. So there you go. If at the end of the day, if you can see it either on YouTube or the Periscope video, that is cool too. Asshole of the day, CBS News for editing video causing riots. It's going to be tough to beat that one. Let's take a look at what I got. Jake Paul, possibly. Ben Askren, no. Bobcat, maybe. How about the guy who shot the coach at the basketball game? He's definitely an asshole of the day candidate. Budweiser, CBS for editing the video. Dumb shit flying the airplane. That might not have been his fault. How about idiot behind the wheel at Tesla? While driving a Tesla. I cannot talk today. All right. Who is going to be your asshole of the day? Okay. It affects more people. CBS News is your asshole of the day because of editing. And they did do this. They edited the video of the kid with the gun who got shot and killed to piss everybody off and cause fucking riots. Absolute bullshit. Cannot agree more with that. That is fucking shameful. Okay, email of the day, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Did we get anything? Email of the day, David says he wants in on the football tickets. Joshua says he wants in on the football tickets. And, okay. And Dirk sends me along the news that NASA's Ingenuity helicopter successfully completes its first flight on Mars. That makes me fucking happy. My God, that is awesome. There you go. That'll be your email of the day. The fact that we from Earth had the technology to take a helicopter on the planet Mars and have it fly around and look at shit. We also have the technology in Tesla to kill people's. I can't talk today. This may have been my worst show. I can't even talk. What is my problem? You know it's bad when CJ actually sounds more coherent than you. All right. I'm going to try to regroup, and I'll do better on the Patreon bonus. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. That will be a little bit later on. Thank you so much for being part of this one. I'll talk to you down the road. Thank you. Bye-bye.